steal you from your eyes, steal you away from every man alive. They can't see what you mean to me, Queen Bee. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I could hear them say, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when to this. Don't you cry no more.
Cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The guardian of the waves, the defender of the faith, Martson Session, with your host, Eric Jackson Laurie.
We'll be right back. Going back to the 80s with one of the biggest bands at the time, that was Loverboy with Hot Girls in Love. Why do I just like saying that? That title on the radio, that's so funny to me. Hot Girls in Love. Loverboy, who was actually here a number of months ago with Styx, Donny Iris, REO Speedwagon. It was a terrific show. I know because I was there. And Loverboy is also coming back with Foreigners. They're doing their loop around the country for what is allegedly Foreigners' final tour. Loverboy, Hot Girls in Love. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Thank you so much for tuning in, having a great time tonight, playing your requests. Loverboy going out for Dan in the South Hills. Before that, Alice Cooper's guitarist Tommy Hendrickson from his solo album Tommy, 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 going out to Fran in North Versailles. That was the track Rich Kids. Jamie Penner, we've been playing him here on Courts in Session. Instrumental album, all guitar, great album. It's called Odyssey. He's from Canada, and that track was called Popcorn. And we opened it up with a request for Mike in Aspinwall. He wanted some Kansas with Carry On My Wayward Son. Of course, we played the live version going back to 1978 from the Two for the Show. And pull out your cell phones, make a note, grab a pen and paper, because we've got a little announcement. Talking about Kansas, they've got a brand new triple album retrospective. It's called Fork in the Road, 50 Years of Kansas, and we're going to start playing that here at the station. But next week, I'm really excited to announce that we're going to have Billy Greer from Kansas joining me on Courts in Session. And Billy's been with the band a long, long, long time. Great singer, great bass player. It's going to be a lot of fun. Billy Greer from Kansas, Courts in Session next week. So have you been to our website, wrct.org? Well, if you listen to the show over those beautiful FM airwaves, you know how good that sounds. But if you're outside of the reach of radio, you can hear Courts in Session and all the great shows here at WRCT anywhere in the world. As a matter of fact, every week we get calls from people listening across the country, which is just absolutely so much fun. Well, if you get yourself to our website at WRCT.org and go to the schedule, you'll see a write-up of all the great shows here at the station, including one of the shows that I like to listen to on Sunday nights. It's called the New and Newer Music Show. Do you like new music? Do you like free tickets to concerts? Well, if so, you should listen to the New and Newer Music Show every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Our DJ Peter plays your favorite new music, and he gives away tons of tickets. It's just about every week he's giving away tickets to local shows and all these great indie artists. He'll give away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. Listen to the New and Newer Music Show on 88.3 FM. Stream it online at wrct.org. And follow Pete on Instagram. Peter's Instagram page is at newshowwrct, and he gives details about winning those tickets every week. Great show. And, you know, Keith Richards said he stole every lick he ever played, so I'm not beyond stealing a song from another DJ, including Peter. Last week, I heard him play this song from a band I wasn't hip to. I'm hip to now. And it's pretty cool. This is a good example of what you're going to hear on Peter's show. This is Sheer Mag, Fan the Flame. We'll be right back.
it's cold outside, and I know it's time. Back of my heart, it's a long, hard ride. There's a wind that's blowing, such a lonely prayer. Gotta keep going, now I'm halfway there. Faces in the windows of the cars driving past are holding on to memories and the moments flying past. I got 10 more miles and I'm there at last. I'm still running, yeah, my world keeps turning. I follow this road where my heart's still yearning. Still got the fire and the flame. I'm a cannonball shooting down the line, soul searching. Whoa, whoa, I'm a cannonball. Well, I stopped all alone at the top of the hill. I looked across the valley, the world so still. All the friends I've been missing and the ones I love, they shine like the diamonds from the sky above. Faces in the windows of the cars driving past are holding on to memories and the moments flying past. I got 10 more miles and I'm there at last. Oh, I'm still running, yeah, my world keeps turning. I follow this road and my heart's still yearning. Still got the fire and the flame keeps burning. I'm a cannonball shooting down the line, soul searching. Whoa, whoa, I'm a cannonball, soul searching. Inside, but I know I'm fine. Time to pick up the pieces. Life's a long, hard ride. There's a wind that's blowing, such a lonely prayer. I gotta keep going, now I'm almost there. I'm a still running, yeah, my world keeps turning. I'll follow this road.
Right, you want to keep it here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Coming up in just a few minutes, Mick Box, original founding member of Uriah Heep.
Hey there, it's the Moxster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, you rock and rollers. This is Funky Meadows of Angel. Listen, if you want rockets in your pockets, lead in your pencil, then you need to listen to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on the Bop of Your Dial, WRCT, Pittsburgh, PA. Keep rockin'.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. And you just heard Save Me Tonight from the latest Uriah Heep album. Brand new album is called Chaos and Color. New music from classic artists is what we focus on in Courts in Session. And this new Uriah Heep album is a killer. And we're so thrilled tonight to have none other than the legendary Mick Box, original founding member from Uriah Heep, on the phone with us tonight. Mick, how are you, guy?
I'm great, Eric. Good to be talking with you, my friend, you know, all the way from London, England.
Little long distance. It's so great. So, Mick, it's 2023, and here at WRCT, we're getting requests for the brand new Uriah Heep. It is so terrific. This new album, you've hit out of the park. Chaos and Color's the name. Tell us all about it.
Well, I'll go with the Chaos and Color title first. It's a title that I came up with, Eric, and it's basically written because all the songs are written in the chaotic time of COVID. And I believe that one of the great mediums in life that got people through COVID and the lockdowns and everything else that happened in life at those very difficult times was music. So music is the colour. So I called the album Chaos and Colour. And that's how that all came about, mate. But it's a typical Heap album. It's got all the trademarks that we've always been known for, you know, since 1970, with a Hammond organ, the five-part harmony, you know, the wah-wah guitar, distinctively vocal, good melodic rock songs with a positive energy in them. And it speaks very highly of what we do and what we are and where we are today.
Well, if you wrote that album during the pandemic and all the chaos, how did you put together such an upbeat album? Because the album's upbeat, and it's honestly, it's one of the best albums you've ever done. I'm not understating that. It's just terrific.
Thank you. No, I think we just put a positive spin on everything because, you know, if you dwell in negativity, it can drag you under, you know, and we're not that sort of band. I'm certainly not that sort of person. So we try to look on the bright side of things, you know. I mean, all through our musical career, you know, we've always had lyrics that say good over evil, you know. And also, you know, when I'm out on tour all over the world, get many, many fans come up to me saying, Mick, I've got to thank you, shake my hand and say, look, thank you for the music because I've had some really difficult times in my life, but your music seen us through. And I think that's because of the positivity of the lyrics we've had, you know, since day one.
Well, let's talk about some of these songs on this album. Now, the new single, which we can play next, is called Hurricane. There's a video for it.
But Eric, hang on. You can't say the new single now. Listen, I know you deeply love another track better than that.
I do.
And so you can have to play, my friend, Hell the Sunrise.
All right, this is not the new single, but this is an EJL favorite on the new Uriah Heep album, Chaos and Color. Let's play it right now. This is Hell the Sunrise.
Breaking solstice.
If you're just tuning in, we've got Mick Box, guitarist and original founding member of Uriah Heep, on the phone with us tonight from London, England. And you just heard the song Hail the Sunrise from the latest Uriah Heep album, Chaos and Color. Well, Mick, terrific, terrific. Tell us about your recording process and putting this album together during the pandemic.
Okay, well, when we were in lockdown in South Sister, we started writing songs, and we were waiting for the government to give us the go-ahead that we could all be together, you know, because that's what a lockdown is. You can't get out and socialise with anyone. So the minute they started thinking, oh, the government giving us hints, you know, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, or 2 months, whatever it was, we started writing the songs. And then we went, right, the minute they tell us, we're going to get together, we're going to go in the studio, we're going to record it. And we record live as a band. We go in there and play in the studio together, like we've always done since 1970. You know, I think that's the best way for a band to speak. I think you capture all the magic in that way of recording, you know, rather than files and sending files to each other, and it all becomes very sterile to me, you know. So a band playing together, and we recorded the whole thing in 17 days. In a studio called Chapel Studios in Lincolnshire. And also within that 17 days, we went off and played a festival, the Sigilhouse Festival in Wales on top of a mountain, then came back and carried on recording. So it was a busy time for him, you know, but, you know, the minute we were, you know, the shackles were off, we were ready to go.
Well, that, you know what, that is so refreshing, because we're always hearing about these bands that are all over the world. They're not together. They're sending files. They're recording in the privacy of a home studio. And a lot of that stuff sounds terrific. But maybe that is one of the reasons why this Uriah Heep album sounds so great, because you're truly recording as a band together live in real time.
Yeah, I think it's very important for a band like Uriah Heep to do that, you know, and that's part of what we've always done. And I also think that, you know, when you record like that, you don't necessarily have to have a click track, you know, to keep in time and stuff like that. You just go with the momentum of the band. And I think that's when you get, like, a lot of the 70s music still gives you the chills, you know, and the hair stand up on your arm and stuff like that, you know. And I think that's why, because, you know, you all that emotion that you capture when you're playing live like that with the band, you know, really, really gets through to you deeply. Whereas, you know, if you send files to each other, the first thing anyone's going to do is put it dead on the one and make it really perfect so everyone can follow the next bit. And to me, in search of perfection like that, you lose all the magic that was there in the first place. So when we record, we do 3 or 4 takes, choose one of the takes, and our producer, Jay Russell, and us agree that if it sounds that good now, it'll sound that good forever. And there's no need to
That, you know what, you need to give advice to a lot of other bands, because you're right, rock and roll is not supposed to be perfect, right?
100%, you know, it should be human, and you should feel it. And I think that when you record like that, you know, you can communicate in the best possible way with your music.
So talking about playing together live in the studio recording this album, let's talk about touring live. I know you've got a lot of European commitments, but here in Pittsburgh, we want to see the Heap. What's the chance of an American tour and coming stateside and getting to Pittsburgh?
Believe you me, we've been bugging our agent and our management for a stateside trip, like you wouldn't believe. The last time we were out, we were playing with Judas Priest. And that was a great tour, you know, great guys. We had great camaraderie and great fun doing it. And to be honest, you know, with their history and our history, it was almost 100 years of metal and rock, classic rock on stage on one night, you know, so it was immense, you know. So, yeah, great. You know, a lot of good musicians, a lot of good music, a lot of good songs, and a really special time. So we want to come back again and maybe do a show on our own and, you know, play for the length of, you know, of a normal show. You know, when you're supporting Priest, you get a certain amount of time you can play. But we'd like to come back and do the full show and show everyone what Chaos and Colour is all about, along with all our great classic songs that we've got.
Well, you've got an open invitation, brother, right here in Pittsburgh. We've got a stage all set, and we got a studio set for you. So, Mick, talking about metal, being on tour with Judas Priest, what is it like with your tremendous career, with all the incredible music you've created, with all the fans worldwide, to know that you are considered really amongst the founding of the heavy metal genre in music that's so popular? Like, it started with you guys.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, there's so many accolades that come our way, you know, and I'll just let them, you know, blow over my head. But, you know, to be honest, you know, when I sit down and think about it, it's mind-blowing. You know, for instance, you know, we've sold 40 million albums. To think that our music, my guitar playing, some of the songs, and heap songs have been in 40 million homes is just... you just can't comprehend it, you know. And the fact, pre-COVID, we used to play in 62 countries around the world, you know. So when we did a world tour, we really went out there and played a world tour, you know. So all those facts and figures keep coming into your head. And luckily, I can just blow them over my head and not get a big head with it.
Well, if you're tuning in, we've got Mick Box, guitarist, original founding member of Uriah Heep. They've got a killer new album. It's called Chaos and Color. Well, Mick, it's that time. You know, our listeners love to know what our favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime. Why don't you join me here? Take over the turntables. Let's drop the needle on a couple records that you love and tell us why you love them.
Okay, here you go. This is Mick Box of Uriah Heep, man. You're going to listen to one of my favorite tracks of all time, and probably up there in my top 20 at least, will be My Generation from The Who. And the reason for that is that when I was going around London and all the clubs and everything, I saw them play in a small club. And when Pete Townshend was playing with the feedback that he used to get, it was just so exciting because I came from an area where feedback you try to get rid of, you know, and bury, and it was an awful thing. And he came in and made like another instrument, you know. And so I saw them in a club, very exciting, and you know, of course they were very mods, really great with their clothes and everything, you know. And so we found out where they went shopping, and that was in Carnaby Street in London. So we used to go down there. So there's a lot of great. I tell you what, the best thing about the song as well is that it's got a bass guitar solo in a 3-minute song from John Entwistle, you know, who in fact is David Rimmer, our bass player's favorite bass player. So there's a lot of things good about it, you know, but it just spoke brilliantly for that particular time in London. Yeah,
what a great pick. And give me one more to play for everybody.
All right, well, here we go. I think I'll choose a song by the Jeff Beck Group. Now, anything by Jeff is marvelous for me, and I know he's just passed away, but God bless him, he's going to be up there playing guitar with the Angels. But the song I like from the Jeff Beck Group, and I really like the Truth album, which is the most inspirational album to me for a long, long while. And it's the second album was Beckola, but the track off Beckola was All Shook Up. Now, what I like about this is that Jeff's on fire, Rod Stewart singing, and I think he sang way better with the Jeff Beck Group than he ever did with anything else he did after that. Ronnie Wood from the Stones is on bass.
Oh yeah, you
know, and it's just a Nicky Opikin on piano, and it just sounds like a band or five people in the studio jamming away, playing and having the times of their life, you know. And they just put the mics up, recorded it, and that to me just sounds fantastic. You know, it's so real, honest, and if you can't get off on that, I don't know. You. The cardiologist and have your heart checked.
Well, you heard it here. Jeff Beck and The Who. Those are the picks from Mick Box. Well, Mick, it is such an honor and a pleasure. I know our listeners are thrilled tonight. Big congratulations on the new album from Uriah Heep, Chaos and Color. And I have to close on this. You know, leading up to tonight, I was a little peeved at you because here at the station, I have to listen to new music constantly to play for our audience, to play on the radio. And the new album, Chaos in Color by Uriah Heep, is so good, I haven't been able to take it out of my CD player. I didn't want to listen to new music. I just want to keep listening to this album.
It's just, be careful if your CD player's in the car, because you'll get a speeding ticket if you get carried away.
Well, I know a good attorney.
Good man.
Well, Mick, thank you so much. Uriah Heep, Chaos in Color, it's out now. Mick, come on back anytime you want. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Eric, happy days, mate, and thanks for your support. Much appreciated, my friend.
Good night.
People try to put us to death. Talking about my generation. Just because we get around. Talking about my generation. Things they do look awful. Talking about my generation. I hope I die before I get old. What we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
Yeah, I hope I die before I get old.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Is Eric playing that guitar rock again? Well, that's enough of that. I'm DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Lisa Bonita, I love it when you smile.